The 100 Minute Bible, Episode 28, Jesus Answers Questions. During his ministry, Jesus was often questioned by his disciples, by those genuinely anxious to learn from him, and by those trying to catch him out. Asked by some strict Jews why his disciples did not observe the laws relating to ritual cleanliness, such as the symbolic washing of hands before a meal, he replied that it was easy to concentrate on such matters and to ignore the demands of the moral law. As regards dietary restrictions, he taught that it was not what people took in that harmed them, but what came out of them, the evil thoughts, words, and deeds which came from the human heart. Jesus was also asked about divorce. He replied that the permission to divorce given in the law of Moses had been a concession to human weakness. God's will is that a man and his wife should no longer be two persons but one. Human beings should not divide those whom God has joined. Anyone who divorces and remarries commits adultery. To a rich man who asked what he should do to obtain eternal life, Jesus replied that he should keep the moral commandments given through Moses. Assured by the man that he had already done so, Jesus advised him to sell everything he had, to give the proceeds to the poor, and to follow him. The man went away sadly. Jesus reflected that it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a wealthy person to enter the kingdom of God. However, those who leave everything to follow him will be richly rewarded in this world and the next. His disciples asked him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus set a child in front of them and said, "Unless you become as humble as a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who are like children will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever receives a child in my name receives me." Peter asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive someone who has sinned against me? 7 times? "No," said Jesus, 70 times 7. To expand the point, he told a story about a king who forgave one of his servants a fortune, only to discover that the servant immediately demanded the repayment of a much smaller debt from a fellow servant. The king punished the unforgiving servant. Similarly, God will punish us for our offences against him unless we forgive others for their offences against us. This was taken from the Gospels of Mark and Matthew.